Chapter 3. Evan. Do you want to ride in together tomorrow? Julia had asked the night before. We were lying in bed, her blonde hair fanned out across my chest. It was the first day of work the next morning, for both of us. No, that's okay. I have to get there early. Evan. She turned to look at me, like she could sense the anxious jump in my stomach. You're going to be great. You know that, right? I drank my coffee too fast on the subway ride down and burned my tongue. My pace quickened on the sidewalk in Midtown to keep up with the other workers hurrying toward their air-conditioned refuges. Outside my building, I caught a glimpse of my reflection in the glass and started. I wasn't used to seeing myself in a suit. Up on the 39th floor, a receptionist typed rapidly behind an imposing front desk branded with Spire's logo. She sized me up in one glance. First day, she said. I'd gone through several rounds of interviews back in the spring. My third and final interview had been with Michael Casey, the second in command at Spire. Back in March, he'd come to fetch me himself from the 39th floor lobby, jerking his head for me to follow. He was on the short side, and his hair was going salty from gray. Other people stepped back as Michael passed with an impatient stride, giving him a wide berth. In his office, he pointed for me to sit. He looked pissed off. He hadn't even shaken my hand. He must hate this part, I thought, sifting through resumes, trying to discern some difference among us. It was all a big waste of his time. The interview was doomed. It was stupid of me to ever think I'd get the job. But then Michael picked up my resume, and at that moment his expression changed, softened. He looked up at me, back down at the resume, and nodded carefully. You're from Canada, he said. Yes, sir. British Columbia. Near Vancouver? In the interior, actually. About 7 hours away. Small town? Yes, sir. Michael crumpled up the resume. Tell me about yourself. I launched into the routine I'd been perfecting the previous few months. My experience was thin.